And we'll pick up those telephone calls in a little while. Right now, though, we're joined by the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. He's in his second season as Pacers head coach. More than 500 career wins. Indiana is 14-11. They're four games out of first in the Central. And they're at home against Cleveland tomorrow night. We are joined by Nate McMillan. Nate, it's always good to have you on the show. How are you, Nate?
I'm doing good, Jim. How about you?
Nate, I'm great. Good to visit with you. Always appreciate you coming on. Now, you're coming off a win over Chicago where you trailed by 17, Nate, at one point, and you outscored them by 16 in the fourth quarter for the win. Let me start right there, Nate. It seems like sometimes teams are going to come out flat. A flat start can lead to a loss pretty quickly, but you said after that game that you felt like there was a belief in your team that they were not going to lose that game. What did you see that gave you that feeling?
Well, just the communicating throughout that game. You know, it's tough. There are no easy games in the NBA, and you know, sometimes you look at a team's record and you feel that you're gonna win that game, fairly easy. And Chicago, even though they only had three wins, that team plays hard. It's a young team. They scrap. They play with a lot of energy. They got off to a really good start last night, and that was one of the things that I felt we needed to do, was get off to a good start. Don't give them any confidence. And but that didn't happen. They gained confidence in that first, the first 36 minutes, and was able to pretty much control the game on both ends of the floor. But I thought our guys, we hung in there. We didn't stop believing. Our defense, we found our defense in that fourth, really the second half, but the fourth quarter especially. And then offensively, we got back to moving the ball like we've been doing, and was able to knock down some shots and eventually win that game. So for this young, for this young team, it was a good game to learn from. Going up against a team like Chicago, who hasn't had a lot of success, not looking past them and getting yourself ready for Cleveland. We was able to pull that game out last night.
Pacers head coach Nate McMillan, my guest. Victor Oladipo, Nate, had 27 points in the win, including a crucial three, with just over 30 seconds to go. What have you made of the way he has shown up so far this season?
Well, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he has come into the season, with something to prove, and he's been really aggressive, throughout this short season, and just shooting the ball and playing with a lot of confidence. I think he's a quiet leader out on the floor. He was one of the main guys, throughout the first three quarters that kept the team believing that we're going to shake this thing. We're gonna get better. Just stay together, and they did. We were able to, as I mentioned, eventually find our defense in that second half and make some shots. And that three that he made late in the fourth quarter to put us ahead, I think for the first time, he shot that with confidence. He felt like he was going to make that shot. And it was a big shot that gave us the lead and eventually the game.
He played his college ball, of course, at IU, and one of the things that seems to have resonated with the fans is the fact that on a number of occasions he's referred to Indianapolis as my city. How much does that mean to the organization and the fans that he's embraced his role on that team and in the city?
Well, playing in Indiana, he has a huge following, and that fan base is very supportive. They were supportive of him when he played in Orlando as well as OKC. Whenever he would come back to play the Pacers, that fan base would be here to support him. Now that he's back in Indiana, people are very excited to have him back in Indiana playing. And, he's excited to be back and have the opportunity to lead this franchise. This is the guy that the organization has made pretty much a franchise player with the move of trading Paul George for Victor and Domas. And, he's embraced that. He's excited about it. And he has come into this season ready to play.
We're talking to Nate McMillan. Nate, I'm glad you brought that up. In terms of that trade, when you make a trade like that, and you give a player like Paul George, it's almost impossible to get equal value back. But when you look at what Victor's doing right now and the 12-9 that you get from Sabonis each night, do you feel like maybe you even won that trade?
Well, you know, a lot of people, it was a difficult situation for the organization and, you know, for Kevin Pritchett to, you know, basically step into, you know, where a player such as Paul George, an all-star who's had a lot of success with the organization, wanted to play somewhere else and, you know, felt that he needed a change. And it's something that the organization at that time, you know, wasn't thinking about doing and really didn't want to do. And all of a sudden, you're kind of, your hands are forced to have to make a move. And, you know, Kevin decided to make that move and you know, go with some young players with potential. And we were able to, you know, get Victor and Domas out of that trade. We felt like they had potential to beat, you know, really good players here for the Pacers and for the future. And that has shown to be true. This is going to be, you know, these two young players are very talented. They have a lot of potential. They certainly are not close to their ceiling. And we're seeing and finding out that, you know, we got two solid young players to build around for the future.
Indiana Pacers coach Nate McMillan joining us for a few more moments now. Nate, earlier this week, you and a number of the players went to visit patients at the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. What is that experience like for you and for your players?
You know, that's always great, you know, to have the opportunity to, you know, go to the hospital and visit, you know, some friends, some kids. And, you know, a lot of times the kids probably don't even know who you are. But the parents who are there with their kids are a lot of times their fans, and they know who you are, and have an opportunity to communicate with them, you know, play some games with the kids, and, you know, they're babies, and, you know, try to get, you know, them to, you know, just really kind of forget about where they are for you know, a few hours. And you know, that's always an exciting time for me and the players and our coaches to go over and spend that time. And we were able to accomplish, you know, some of those goals of putting some smiles on some kids and some of the families, their faces, and, you know, just enjoy and try to, you know, get them to forget about where they are for a moment. And, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Well done. Always a good idea. Before I let you go, let me ask you about your son, Jamel. He's the summer league coach for the New Orleans Pelicans this year. And as a father, I'd imagine to see him following your footsteps, that's got to make you proud. At the same time, even given what he's accomplished so far, you know how tough and painful the coaching business is. So how do you go about preparing him? What do you tell him?
You know, he's a smart young man, and I'm, you know, somewhat surprised that he got into coaching. It's a lot of things that he could do, but, you know, he had the opportunity. Monty Williams and Dale in New Orleans gave him an opportunity to be an assistant and kind of do a little bit of everything, a little video, and work the guys out. And as he, you know, once he got there, he just continued. He just worked hard. You know, we talk about, you know, keeping your mouth closed and doing your job. And he took that approach in New Orleans and continued to just work his way up to now he's an assistant. And he really enjoys working out the players and working with the players. He's now giving a game plan and scouting reports. And, you know, he wants to stay in this business. So I think he's earned the respect, you know, not so much from Nate McMillan, but what he has done. And, you know, the position that he is in, you know, the NBA has gone to these young guys that are able to really do a number of things, not only work in the, on the sidelines, but be able to work out on the floor. And, you know, he's, from what I've heard, done a really nice job for New Orleans, and you know, they're excited to have him. So he wants to be in it for the long haul. He wants to eventually, you know, be on the sidelines or be in a GM's seat, and has to continue to work at it.
Got an opportunity, got to run with the opportunity right now, and it sounds like that's exactly what he's doing. Indiana, four games out of first. They've got a big one tomorrow night at home against Cleveland. Pacers head coach Nate McMillan, my guest. Nate, great to have you back. Always look forward to the conversation. Nate, thank you very much.
Jim, thank you for having me.
You got it. Nate, have a great day. It's Nate McMillan.